The book is called Risk, a practical guide for what's really safe and what's really dangerous in the world around you. Its authors say people worry too much about pesticides, water pollution, and breast cancer, while the truth is people face greater danger from smoking, air pollution, solar radiation, and overeating. Robin Douthat has done similar research. She teaches human ecology at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. She says one thing she's found is that people are much more willing to accept risks they expose themselves to instead of risks that are imposed on them. For example, she says a lot of people would become distressed if she locked them in a small room with four people chain smoking, but
some of the same ones will go Friday evening to a local bar and sit in a room where there will be at least four chain smokers in a space that may be even smaller than the classroom. And if I were to forbid you from taking that risk, you would be calling me paternalistic. So they are identical risks, but when you accept a risk, you perceive it as being less than when someone imposes it on you.
Other experts say people are more likely to be afraid of risks if they're new, man-made, or unfamiliar. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.